the presiding brother said, predicted there would be no gifts for fathers today. He's miserably wrong.
结果今天还是有, 所以我觉得也是蛮高兴的。
So fathers are very, very happy today.
我不知道大家有没有注意到母亲节跟父亲节的不一样。
So have you noticed that there are a lot of differences between Mother's Day and Father's Day?
母亲节的时候每个饭店都是生意好得不得了。
So in Mother's Days, restaurants usually have very busy business.
父亲节饭店没有什么两样。
Not so in Father's Day.
而且母亲节的时候百货公司里面的广告啊什么做得那么大。
So in Mother's Days, the commercials from department stores and every kind of stores, the commercials are fancy and beautiful.
父亲节你顶多看到 Home Depot, 他做了一点广告也没有人去注意。
So in Father's Day, maybe the business in Home Depot is a little bit busier, and you know why.
母亲节的信息总是说,哎呀,母亲多伟大!
The messages in Mother's Days are all about how amazing and how great mothers are.
父亲节呢,是告诉父亲说,你要继续学习,你实在要负很大的责任。
So in Father's Days, fathers will get more instructions. You guys need to work harder, be a better father.
大家都说我们要爱我们的母亲。
So it is said that we should love our mothers.
可是我们的父亲必须要做好榜样,让我们来效法他。
But it is fathers who set up good example for us.
而且当孩子愿意长大的时候,我们说孩子你成熟的记号就是,你要离开你的父亲,不要再去找跟你父亲一直问他什么事情。
When children grow up, what we say to them is that you need to grow up. You don't need to want to bother your parents again.
做男人已经不容易了,做父亲更难。
So be a man is difficult, and be a father is very, very difficult.
好吧,父亲们,我们请你们起立,我们来为你们祝福,来祷告,好吧,父亲们。
So fathers, let's stand up and let's pray. Let's receive God's blessing.
我们天上的父亲啊,我们感谢你,你照你的形象来创造了我们。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. You created us according to your own image.
现在站在我们中间的都是你所命定的父亲。
Now here we are fathers according to Your will.
如果没有你给我们的智慧能力，我们承认我们没有办法做一个好的父亲。
We can only be good fathers because of you.
我们需要你给我们智慧，给我们爱，让我们来带领我们的家。
We need wisdom and love from you so that we can lead our families.
谢谢主，你来祝福我们现在站着的每一个父亲。
Thank you, O Lord. Please bless everyone here.
让我们领受你的话语，我们能够讨你的喜悦，也让我们的家庭能够都蒙更大的恩典。So
that we can learn from you, we can please you, and our family will be, well, receive your bless.
我们祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。We
pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐。去年在父亲节的时候， Ken 牧师是第一次当父亲。
So last year's Father's Day, Pastor Ken just became a new father, a rookie.
他用了约伯记约伯的见证来告诉我们说，父亲们有两个责任是用西字开头的。So
he shared us using the biblical example Job, and Job really raised his children by focusing on two C's.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们还记得不记得这两个C是什么?
I'm not sure if you guys do remember.
第一个C,刚刚我听到了,character.
The first C is character.
性格,我们的品格.
Our integrity.
第二个C是cover.
The second C is cover.
遮盖.
And it is about the protection.
今天我们再来在碰到今天的父亲节的时候，我们就用很简单的两节经文，我们来思想神给我们父亲的教导。
So today, Father's Day, we are going to share two biblical Bible verses.
在哥罗西书第三章二十一节这样说的：你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
The book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 21. Do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged.
不要惹儿女的气，免得他们失了志气。
Do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged.
如果单单只看这一句话的话，我会觉得，哎呀，很消极，都是讲负面的，你不要这样做。
So this verse seems to be very passive.
但是感谢主，有另外一节经文跟这节经文是相对的。
Thank God, there is another verse. Actually, it's similar to this very one, but it is more positive.
在以弗所书第六章第四节是这样说：你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气。可是接着说，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
It is in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6.Verse 4, it is said, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the law.
所以他加上了正面的一部分，说要照着主的话来教训养育他们。
So this very verse is more positive. It said, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the law.
所以今天我的信息有三个重点。
So,There will be three key points in my message today.
第一个重点是我们不要，我们避免去做一些什么事情。
The first key point is that we want to avoid something.
第二个重点是我们要正面的来做什么事情。
The second point is that we want to do something.
第三个重点是你怎么样把这个正面跟负面的，那把它实际的活在我们的生活里呢？
The third key point is how can we really balance this?Positive and negative aspects of these verses.
所以第一方面是一个警告，告诉我们不要让儿女失了志气。
So the first key is actually a warning. So God wants us that we don't want to embitter or discourage our children.
那是不是说我们就不能够让孩子生气？我们他一生气，我们就哇，真的怕得要命，我们就要把他当祖宗一样呢？
Is that, well, does that mean that we cannot say no to our kids? We have to do whatever they want.
并不是这样的，是说我们不要因为父亲、父母亲，这里也包括一点母亲的，也是一样的哈。不要因着我们自己的这样不当的管教，让孩子他们失去了他们的志气。
It really means that our discipline should be appropriate, fathers and mothers as well, and we should be careful about.How we discipline our children.
虽然有时候当孩子被管教不对的时候，他们真的里面是有很重的挫折感。可是我们知道，我们等一下讲从正面的那一方面，我们可以把这个挫折感再补救过来。
Although when we discipline our children, sometimes they will feel really frustrated. However, if we do it in the right way, this will be in a short term.Temporary thing.
失了志气这句话就是使得孩子的表现他无精打采，他沮丧，他甚至觉得生命没有意义。
So what does that mean by discouraged? It means the children might be very kind of frustrated, listless, and they might feel that there's no meaning in their lives.
我不知道你有没有观察到你的孩子们，他们成长的过程里面的时候，他们有这样消极的，觉得实在是没有意思的这种表现。
I'm not sure, parents, have you noticed when your kids grow up, they have this kind of, well, the frustrated or discouraged kind of thing.
曾经我在辅导一个家庭的时候，他父亲很痛苦，告诉我一件事情。
So one time, a father told me something.
他说有一天他收到。他们女儿的幼稚园的老师打电话要跟他们家长谈话。
So he told me that one day the teacher in his daughter's kindergarten called him.
她的女儿四岁。
And her daughter was just 4 years old at that time.
老师在电话里告诉父亲什么事呢?
And the teacher said,
她说你的女儿今天还有这一几天都告诉我们说她不想活了。And
the teacher said, the daughter told the teacher that she didn't want to live anymore.
因为他们家，我那一阵子在辅导她，我就知道，因为他们夫妻两个吵的，变成吵架，为了分开。 吵得让这个整个家非常的丑陋，很多的动作非常的难看。As
I know, at that period, the couple, they fought a lot. They were discussing, they are fighting about whether they should get separated.
所以四岁的小女孩，那时候不但学习程度上面，老师说她很慢，而且她说她不想活了。So
that has a very big impact on their 4-year-old daughter.
所以，亲爱的父母们，我们不要认为我们随便在家里吵个架，我们做指责他们，他们是无所谓的，他们马上就忘记了。So
parents, don't think what we do in our household, the kids don't see and they don't have a second thought.
还有别的孩子也常告诉我，我去辅导的时候，他妈妈自己没有办法再管这个孩子，叫孩子来跟我讲话。And
I also encountered such cases that parents sent their kids to me because they said they cannot really handle their own kids.
所以当这个孩子，我就问这个孩子说，到底你为什么这么生气你的父母呢？
So I asked the child, why are you so angry with your parents?
他说，因为我的父母 always change their mind.
So he said, because 我的父母一直在 他们没有定见，经常在变，多变善变。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要以为我们做父母的孩子都没有关系，你爱怎么样，今天告诉你说可以去那个地方，朋友家，明天就说了，哦，不行去。
So we don't want to change our mind very constantly. We cannot treat them as air, they are nothing.
你想想看，当我们开车的时候， 如果我们已经知道红灯是要停的，绿灯是可以走的。
So our instruction has to be clear and consistent, just like traffic light, red and green, we know the meaning.
因为有一个固定的原则在那里的时候，孩子有安全感，他知道什么可以做，什么不可以做。
Just like kids, they want to have a very consistent principle to follow.
其他另外，如果说我们对孩子两个孩子、三个孩子，我们不公平，我们总是不鼓励他们，都会使他们丧了志气。
Other problems we have if we are not fair, if we only criticize but not encourage, we are going to discourage our children.
今天因为我们还不是只是讲小朋友、小孩子，我们 也讲到长大的孩子。We
are not only talking about the very young kids, we are also talking about grown up. Well, if you still call you guys kids, children.
我们中间已经有很多的年轻人，甚至大学毕业了。We
have a lot of young people, maybe already graduated from college.
这些年轻人，他们都碰到了他们很大的压力，他们要找什么样工作，他们甚至要找怎么样的人生的一个伴侣。
They face a lot of pressures about their career, about their personal life, and so on.
我不知道我们父做父母的在这些上面有没有惹他们的气。
I don't know, parents, if you have embittered your children because of those things.
我们等一下子会有一些生活上面的见证，我分享给各位。
I'm going to share with you some personal experiences, some testimonies.
所以我们首先第一方面讲的就是，我们做父母的，我们不要让，要避免让孩子失了志气。So
the first thing is that we want to avoid to discourage and embitter our kids.
我们要使我们的孩子，他们正面的认识他们的价值，而且他们对的人生充满了希望。 他们知道他们在父母的眼中是被爱的，是被肯定的，虽然他们有时候犯错。We
want to encourage our children so that they know they can recognize their own value. They are very valuable and they are loved by their parents and their life is meaningful.
第二方面, 我们要正面的鼓励, 照着主的教训来养育他们。
So the second key point, the positive aspect, we need to bring them up in the training and the instruction of God.
这里讲到的,我们要照着主的教训的时候, 在英文的字里面有个管教, 这个字叫做discipline。
So the word used here is discipline.
And the instruction 就是我们照主的话来指导他们。
Discipline instruction, that means we want to really raise our children based on what God says.
可是很多的时候我们父母只会只注重说我们一直要教导他一直要讲到他懂。
But sometimes we focus too much on instructing. We just teach by our words.
刚刚这一句话里面还说照着主的话教训要养育他们。
It's not about only about instruct. It is also about raising them up.
当养育的时候不只是教导而且我们知道他们还有感性上面不只是理性他们的情感上面需要有很大的安抚安慰。
So it is not just about rational education, rational teaching. It is also sort of sentimental, intuitive. It's about love.
所以做父母的,我们不要以为我们自己,我们常常听说那些counselor,那些陪谈辅导员,那是专业的训练。我做父母的,我不懂,我只会教我孩子一定要这样做,这样做,而我失去了跟孩子一起谈心。
Some parents might find an excuse. They might say that, well, we have professional counselors. That is their job. What we can do is really, we cannot do the counseling because we are not the professional counselors.
所以做父母的,我们不但要在理性上面,在真理上面教导我们的孩子,我们必须在感性方面,我们理性,在我们的情感上面, 我们要
So there is a fine balance between instruction and discipline and counseling or nurturing.
如果我们只偏重于一直纠正，你有没有听说有些孩子说，我真的受不了父母，他们一直反复的告诉我，你要这样做，你要这样做，你要这样做。我们如果一直反复的把他当机器人一样来训练的话，他们没有办法得到安慰。
Sometimes children will say, I cannot take it anymore. My parents always preach, no stop, you should do this and do that. Just like I am a robot.
很多时候我们父母是真的,我们很认真地教导孩子,可是我们没有看到他在这个努力过程中的进步,我们都是以他的结果来肯定他。
So parents, sometimes we all try to correct our children. We always try to pick on their mistakes. But we forget about our other duties. That is, we need to encourage. We should really recognize what they do good.
所以我们过去的两三个月,几个月里面, Mrs. Joe 在我们中间教导我们怎么样做父母的管教孩子。
So last several months, Mrs. Joe has been here to teach parents how to be better parents.
他其中有一个很重要的点，就是当我们鼓励孩子的时候，我们不是以他做好的东西来鼓励他。
So one key point she really shared with us that when you encourage your children, it's not always about what they do good.
哦，你今天考试考了A了，那么我给你奖品。
It's not only about the outcomes. If you got an A in your exam, you got some prize or award.
我们有多少父母是在孩子看到他考了B、考了C的时候，我们说，孩子啊，我因为看到你过去几个礼拜，你真的很努力了，所以我给你奖品。
Maybe what we should do is, if we see the kids, they make a good effort, they improve themselves, only for that. They should get encouraged. They should get rewarded.
所以我们刚刚说，不要只是在正面的，在这个理性方面，你一直在教导他。
Don't just do the rational teaching instruction.
我们还要注重在感性上，能够跟他谈话，以他能够懂得 接受的方式来爱他，让他感觉被爱。
Try to understand them and show them and let them feel that you really care, you love them.
当孩子越来越大的时候，长大的时候，当他要选择他自己的前面的道路，做还有很多的选择的时候，我们做父母的怎么来体会他们呢？
When children grow up, it's the time for them to make their own decision. What shall we do?
所以我们知道说我们做父母的，我们在讲要两方面平衡，一方面我们要让他们独立的教导他们独立的思考，可是另一方面我们要让他们知道他们要学习负起自己的责任。
So there are, well, you need to balance this, the guidance versus responsibility. So they need to grow up, they take their own responsibility.
这个训练其实从小的时候就开始。
This you need to start from very early on.
我记得在我们上这个 parenting 课程的时候，有一个家长提到了这样的一个事情。
So in the parenting class I just mentioned, there's one parent who raised a very interesting question.
他说我的孩子每次放学回来的时候，我都给他规定好了，比如说回到家是四点，四点到五点你要做什么，五点到六点做什么，吃完饭然后再做什么，我都给他讲好了，你要先做功课，你可以先玩等等，我都给他排好了。
He said, I usually set up very clear and strict rule for my kids.When they after school time, so every single period of time, there's something to do.
可是过了很长的时间，他发现他的孩子没有一次在那个规定的时间里把他的每次都讲他会都做不完。
But what he found is the kid never followed the rule.
那怎么办呢？
So what can he do?
所以我们典型的父母就是啊，你做不完，再讲。
And one response from parents might be, well, more instruction.
结果后来他接受了另外一种方式。
But later on, he changed his approach.
他说，那这样好了，反正你今天睡觉以前，你要把功课做完，你可以玩电脑，你可以做，那现在你来告诉我，你来安排，你要几点做什么事情。
And he talked with his child, so you have this much time after school, and you have certain things you have to do, and you can do whatever you want as long as you can finish what you have to do.
所以当他给他慢慢的学习，在吃晚饭以前，你如果要先玩电脑的话，那么你的功课在吃完饭以后就没有电脑，你要做一个选择，这么给孩子自己来调整。
So the kid has a room to adjust to learn.
结果就发现整个情况进步很多了。
So what he found is, amazingly, the situation improved a lot.
所以我们必须做父母，我们要容许孩子有一点犯错的学习的过程。
So as parents, we should, well, allow or give room so that the children, they can make mistakes.
他必须能够学习负他的责任，如果他没有这样做的话，他就要学习承受后果。
But what the kids need to learn is,And he needs to take the consequence, or he needs to be very accountable for what his decision.
你告诉孩子说，吃饭是坐下来吃。当他不坐下来的时候，你不要去跑去就喂他。
Just like younger toddler, if they don't want to sit and eat, you don't want to chase the kids and feed them.
他不坐下来，你就不要喂他，他就没有得吃。那么他不会饿死的，绝对饿不死的。
The consequence is that the child might be starved for a while, but he won't be starved to death.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这种让孩子自己也学习，来从小学习他自己讲清楚，他要学习，给他失败的可以学习的空间。
So children can learn from their own failures and setbacks.
我就想这个时候我有三个孩子，神给我极大的恩典，我就每一个孩子我举一件事情来跟弟兄姊妹们分享。
I am blessed, I have three kids.
我知道你们都认识我的几个孩子，可是我想我们就停在这里啊。如果这个例子你当然去跟他核对也很好，不过我觉得他们总的牧师的孩子的事情好像全教会都知道。
So a lot of you know my kids. So what I'm going to tell you, if you want to, well, check with them, go ahead.
我的大女儿，当她曾经刚刚上大学的时候，她最早是到康奈尔大学去上读书。
My oldest one, and he went to Cornell initially.
她读了不到半年，三个月，不到三个月的时候，她就告诉我，这个地方实在不是她可以再待下去的地方。
After 3 months in Cornell University, she decided this is really not for me.
当然我跑到我们去送她去上学的时候，我们也去看了，听说有一个地方是很多人每次都跳下去的啊，的那个地方，我们知道在那个学校有很大的压力。
So we know that Cornell, well, there is a particular location in Cornell where quite a few students have committed suicide, and we visited that particular.
那个时候她一学期还没有读完呢，那成绩到底怎么样我不知道，我就说你是不是因为太功课太难，压力太大，你不想在这里再待了呢？
So because the university is really famous of its high pressure, I asked my daughter if this is the reason you don't want to stay here.
她说不是，爸爸，我觉得这里不适合我学习，因为每一个教室上课都是200个人、300个人上课的时候，他说每一个人都是这么走来走去，他说这个不适合我。
She said, "No, I just feel this is not for me because the class, well, class usually classes are so big, over 200 students, and she doesn't feel she can fit in."
所以他认为他要选择当初他很挣扎的另外一个小学校，一个教会学校。那个学校全部也不过只有2000人。
So he was thinking at that time whether she should go to another school, a school actually she used to like, a very small university, a Christian university. The undergraduate population is only 2,000.
当我们这样子沟通的时候，他告诉说：“爸爸，我不是读不下去，我真的是知道这里不适合我。”那么我就给他了一个条件。
So his, her conclusion is simply because Cornell is not for me. And after I listened to her, I said, okay, but this is the condition.
如果你能够这一学期读完，让我看到你的成绩，不是因为赶落后，或者那么下一学期你就可以准备申请那个学校。那么可是我要看，你要让我相信你是有能力来读的。
You need to finish your very first semester in Cornell and get excellent scores. And you want to show me you are able. And even if you transfer to another university, I will be okay with you.
所以我说我做父亲的只能给你三个 H 字来让你知道你以后做你人生的任何选择，你要记住这三个 H。
I will give you three words, three H's.And this is not only for your decision on universities, but for your decision in your future life.
这个也就是，其实昨天当罗天佑弟兄在跟我们年轻职场的人讲的时候，讲到我们这个人生啊，不管选择事业或者做什么，我们都必须用圣经的那些思想成为我们的生命。
This is exactly as the occasion in yesterday. Pastor Lo shared with our young adults about how you are going to really face the challenge of your life. You want to follow the biblical principles.
第一个 H 叫做 holy, 就是完圣洁。
The first word is holy.
我们活，你做任何选择的时候，你要知道这个是不是神的原则，使你与世人有分别的圣洁。
When you make an important decision, you have to ask yourself,Am I following God's principle?
第二个 H 是 health, 是健康。
The second H is health.
第三个 H 是我希望做父母希望你 happy.
The third word is happy.
所以你做这些选择的时候，任何的选择，包括你将来的朋友等等，你是不是在一个圣洁的关系里头？是不是能够使你维持一个健康的发展？然后你也是很高兴的、愉快的。
So I encourage every young people here, when you make an important choice in the future, you want to ask yourself.
他那一年结束的时候，他拿了他们学校的那个 Dean's Award.
So after the first semester in Cornell, my daughter got the Dean's Award.
所以他后来就到了 Wheaton 去了。
And then she transferred to Wheaton University.
那么现在讲老二。
And now I'm going to talk about my second child, my daughter.
这样公平一点，每一个人都讲一件事。老二他大学还刚刚要毕业的时候，我们教会有姊妹就非常的热心，很帮忙，就帮他找到了一个大学的工作。
So when Karen just graduated, a sister in our church was so nice, and she landed a job for her.
当他去上课大学，在纽约市里面上大学，那我知道，我听他去上课去那里，我就想。这个孩子很喜欢读书，很喜欢艺术。那么这个学校他又可以成为教职员嘛？他又可以免费的修课，不是很好吗
？So the job is in the university in New York City, and I thought my daughter loves art, and she can be work in the university, and at the same time she might be able to take some classes.
他上课上了一个他上班上了一个月以后，他就开始跟我讲，他说。太 boring 了这个工作。
And after 1 month of work in that particular university, she told me, "Wow, the life is so boring, 很单调。
我说这个 boring， 那你就可以做你的东西啊，你又可以去修课啊，而且这一份工作的薪水可以让你还你的贷款，你的大学的贷款。
And I said the salary is good, and you have a luxury, you have a lot of time. Maybe you can take some classes.
结果我们就这样子来来去去，他痛苦到了不到半年，他就决定要停掉。
But after a lot of debate, she still decided to quit the job half years ago.
我试着很多的点，第一个，你怎么能够对得起那个教会的那个阿姨把你这样去人？你去了三个半年，你就要走，至少做满一年嘛。
And I feel sorry because this is not an easy position to get. A sister in the church really helped a lot. At least you should work there for 1 year, not half.
而且一年你做完了，你的学费不就你的贷款不就还掉了吗
？And 1 year of working in the university is very helpful financially, also.
很不幸的，她不听我的话。
And she won't listen.
当然我们不是吵架的，我就是说我尽量告诉他你的后果，你如果这样的话，那么你的还学费是，那么你打算做什么呢
？So Pastor King claimed that was not a fight, and I suspect it is a fight. So, but well, he kind of conveyed all his points, and still Karen made her own decision.
他说我要到 Starbucks 去打工。
And Karen said, "I want to work in Starbucks."
所以是 part time， 是零打零工。那么他就去了第一个 Starbucks 是在 Closter 那边的 Starbucks 打工。
So she went to Starbucks the very first day, a store in Closter.
第一天上班的时候，他开着我那个时候大概一年新的 van，
and she drove my van. That is a 1 year old van, my precious.
他在倒车要停到那个街上的时候，第一天就把我的车子的门刮了。
And the very first day when she parked into the parking lot, and she scratched my precious van.
他回来的时候更告诉我一件事。
And she even told me after that.
第一天上班哦。
The first day.
我问他你今天愉快吗
？And are you happy?
他说我今天。留了上班很辛苦，可是我留了一张纸条在人家的车子上。
And she said that was quite a day, and also I left a message on somebody else's car.
我就知道哦，他告诉我说，有人如果打电话来，爸爸你要知道什么事。
And she said if somebody called you about the car accident, and that is it.
当我去看那个车的时候，我很清楚，那个他擦人家的车，别人车应该不会受什么伤害，因为你是倒车去，顶多他别人的 bumper 擦到我们的车门。
And when I look at my van, I kind of guess there won't be a big problem for for the other car.
我想大概人家也就算了吧。
And I thought the other owner, the driver, might be just forgot about it.
结果第二天晚上就开始有人打电话来，而且很凶。
And actually, the second day, the night time, I received a very angry phone call.
这个时候就是爸爸要出面的时候。
Now.Sometimes dads are useful a bit.
所以我们就去，我就协调拿去，我就看你的车，你不要跟我说你这个也是我女儿撞的，那个明明是只有擦到，是我的车门坏，你是 bumper 上面有个 scratch.
So actually, the other driver claimed a lot, which I thought was not caused by Karen.
你想想，我那个时候我会对我女儿说，你怎么这么笨呢、啊？
And you might guess I would have said to my daughter, "You are such an idiot."
你干嘛？第一个我就没讲出来说你为什么要留个条子。
Why did you leave a note?
好了，我们就处理了，最后事情也是把它解决了。
Well, eventually everything was solved.
但是我就在想。哎呀，这个真的很痛苦哎！你不但不赚钱，现在还要贴钱修这个。他说 ：“Daddy， 我会还给你。”
And I feel really painful because she didn't make any money, and I need to pay for her mistake. But Karen said, "I'm going to pay you back."
所以接下来的，我都现在都忘记，大概有两年吧。他就是这里打零工，那里打零工，早上五点钟起来就跑去打几个小时工。然后当然他的学费也没有还出来。
2 years after that, she took a lot of part-time jobs, and after 2 years, she hasn't paid off her tuition yet.
直到有一天我早晨在那里看我的邮件的时候，那时候大概八点多的时候，我突然看到，哎呦，我女儿送给我一个 email。
So one particular morning, I received an email from my daughter.
我打开一读的时候，哇，那个看得我热泪盈眶。
And I really cried when I finished reading that email.
因为他说 ，Daddy， 你知道，我想写这封信给你，已经想了很久很久，几个月了。
And Karen said in the email, "I have fighting and debating with myself for several months."Whether I should write such a letter to you.
你知道多少时候我夜里三点钟就被惊醒起来，我就在那里想我跟你的关系要怎么调整啊。
Sometime midnight, 3 a.m., I suddenly wake up and I begin to think, how can I deal with my relation with you?
他说我非常的痛苦，因为我觉得你不信任我。
And she said,I feel so painful because I really think I feel you have no trust on me.
我知道我要做什么。
I know what I want to do.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我那一天看到那个以后，我就去向他认错。
So after reading that email, the very same day, I went to Karen and I apologized.
当然我们说我跟你讲过了这些事情，你要对你的选择你要负责任。
As I said, when you make your decision, you should be responsible for your decision, the consequence.
那我们讲是讲了，可是他说好啊，是啊，这个责任我是 my life, 我知道我又不是偷又不是抢，我去打工，为什么你老是给我压力呢？
But at the same time, when we said so, when we said, hey, you make your choice and you take your responsibility, and at the same time, we give them pressure, invisible pressure. Hey, you need to take care of your life. We worry for you. So they don't feel they have the trust from their parents.
第三个，我讲到儿子，老三 Caleb.
Now I'm going to talk about my son, Caleb.
他到纽西兰两年，你们知道后来他又跑到台湾去两年。
And he worked or lived in New Zealand for 2 years, and after that, he moved to Taiwan.
你们也认识我儿子的，你们都知道他是非常阳光、非常帅的，比他爸爸不知道好看多少倍。
And if you know my son, he's so handsome and so cheerful, and he's so much better than his poor dad.
然后我知道他是很阳光的孩子，结果我们也很高兴他在那边都很，他也很简单的生活。结果有一天他打电话回来要跟我谈事情。
So this happy boy leading a happy life in Taiwan, and one day suddenly he called us, made a phone call. You know, the phone call from a son usually is a surprise, right?
他说 ，Daddy, Mommy, 有一件事情我很难过，我想了很久，我要告诉你们。
He said, Dad, Mom, there's one thing that bothers me for a while, and I thought about it for a long time, and I decided I still need to tell you guys.
什么事呢？
And I said, what is it?
哎呀，我碰到一个女孩子，我觉得那个就是上帝给我的。
And he said, I had a big crush with a girl, and that girl, I think, that's the girl God prepared for me.
我说什么样的女孩子呢？
And I said, who's the girl?
他就开始描述了一下。
He began to describe.
我当场就要抓狂了。
I began to worry.
我说你回来，你回来，不要在台湾，赶快回来。
And I said, fly back right away. Don't stay in Taiwan.
所以儿子说，爸爸，你不信任我吗？
And my son said, so you have no trust on me.
我说你跟我讲的这些，我每一个都跟你讲，简直是差太远太远太远了。
And I said,Well, this is not my expectation. It's far away from my expectation.
所以后来他跟我讲，爸爸，我是真的是我来得到你的祝福，我要得到你的，因为我说你们到底到什么程度了？
And I asked, what stage are you at? And my son said, well, I'm serious. I'm calling because I want your bless.
他说我们还没有，因为我很喜欢他。我真的很喜欢，可是我如果没有得到跟你先谈，我想我不会再继续下去。
And Caleb said, "That's why I'm telling you now, because without telling you now, I doubt I will continue."
所以你知道，接下来的几个礼拜里面，美国的这边四个人要对付台湾那边的一个人。
So the weeks after that.Four of us, and we'll talk to one in Taiwan about this.
我马上发动攻势，两个姐姐，你们要给她讲，要给她写 email. 当
I said, the two sisters, now it's your time. You need to really put big pressure on your brother.
到一个程度，我知道受不住了，所以我就跟我太太到外面去订了一个旅馆。
So after many days, I feel so powerless and sort of hopeless. And then we book a hotel room with my wife, and we went to the hotel room.
我们到旅馆里面一天在那里就是祷告。
And we stay there and pray for the whole day.
我们彻底离开家里面这些的其他的电话等等，我们就在那里，两个人也是差一点要抱头痛哭了。
We are so worried and so sad. We prayed for the whole day. We ignore all the other business.
当然，后来我们越来越了解，经过沟通，经过姐姐也去看过整个我们实地观察，我们从美国飞到台湾去现场观察。
So I sent my daughter to Taiwan to read to observe to check on the girl.
结果后来真的感谢神，她是对的。
And thank God.Caleb is right.
当我们没有看到，只是听这些的时候，在这里几个人紧张到不得了，那个胃都出病了，出毛病了。
When we don't have first-hand information and we worry, we are nervous, that is really not very meaningful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，做父亲的，我们养孩子真的不简单。
So as fathers, as parents, it's really not easy.
去年 Ken 牧师在这里为了有13对年轻的父母，他们把孩子奉献给神。
So last year the Father's Day, there are 13 families here who dedicated their children to God.
我不知道，如果我再问一下，我如果能够可以个别问你们的时候，这一年来你们在神面前，你有注意到 Ken 牧师讲的那两个息吗？
I'm curious. I really want to ask the parents, those 13 couples, over the last year, have you really practiced and noticed the two C's, character and cover? Pastor Ken shared with you.
当我们把孩子说我们要奉献给神的时候，我们只是注意一个ceremony， 我们只注意那个一个仪式。 而我们没有真的注意到把孩子的character，或者我们成为父亲，我们要cover他们。
When we dedicate our children to God, is that simply a ceremony, a ritual, or really it's from your heart? It's about character and covering.
最后我们要讲怎么样把它平衡起来。
And after we shared a lot about these kind of conflicts. Now we're going to talk about how to balance these things.
我们在负面的，我们又不要让他们失了志气。
Negatively speaking, we don't want to embitter or discourage them.
我们在正面的，我们要教导他们学习负起责任，我们要信任他们。
And positively or proactively, we want them to be able to make their own important decision and take the responsibility and consequences.
所以当刚刚我们读经文的时候， 我们说你们做父亲的要这样。
So when we read the Bible verse, it said, you as parents or as fathers, you should.
我说，哎，我这个人间的父亲，我是绝对不可能做完美的。
And I said to myself, as a mere man, I really cannot be a perfect father.
可是感谢主，因为我们有个天父。
Thank God, every father here, we are also children of our Heavenly Father. We have a Father in the heaven.
因为我们的天父，他就给我们了一个答案，怎么在这两方面做到平衡。
Our Heavenly Father showed us a good example, a perfect answer to how to make the balance.
不是这样吗？ 我们的天父，他就是给我们恩典， 可是他又给我们真理。
And our Heavenly Father really balanced the grace versus the truth.
他不但 管教我们， 而且他也安慰我们。
He disciplines us, and he loves and comforts us.
他明明知道我们是犯罪的光景， 我们没有办法克服这种的一直过得胜的生活。
He knows that we are sinners, we are imperfect by nature.
可是他又愿意道成， 让他的儿子道成肉身， 充充满满的有恩典， 有真理来 接纳我们罪人。
But he sent his son, and his son became a flesh and lived in us full of grace and truth.
所以天父的心是充充满满的有恩典有真理，看起来这两个是完全不在一起的，可是在天父身上我们都看到。
So full of love and truth. Love and truth sometimes they conflict with each other, but in our Heavenly Father, we can see these two elements, they are together, they are united perfectly.
而且天父他怎么样子给我们教导，而且又让我们承受责任呢？
And our Heavenly Father nurtures others, and at the same time, they want us to take responsibilities.
我们发现圣经上也一直这样说了，神有时候就容许我们 接受一些失败，让我们在管教里面我们得以成长。
So God allows us to have failures, mistakes, and through failures and mistakes we can grow and we can grow up.
所以圣经上希伯来书里面说，万灵的父他管教我们，要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上面有份。
So the Bible said that our spiritual father, he guides us, he disciplines us so that we can become holy.
所以我们在受管教的时候，我们都觉得很痛苦，可是当我们接受管教以后，我们的生命里面就要结出果子来。
When we are disciplined, sometimes we might feel painful, we might feel kind of frustrated for a while, but after that, we grow up and we really show the fruits of spirit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要老是看自己，我做不到。
So don't think we cannot achieve something, we cannot do something.
我们做父母的，我们要在儿女面前让他们看到 我们做不到，可是我们信靠神，我们愿意认错，神可以让我们给我们力量来做到。
As parents, it's okay your children realize that you are not that able, a lot of things you cannot do, but you want them to see that you are making effort.
所以我们父母亲，我们自己跟神的关系，是你的儿女们，他们得到安慰，他们得到信心，极大的能力。
And the relation between you, the parents, and God is something your children will see and will follow.
我们自己如果不读经，不祷告，不认错，而且天天在家里讲别人家的闲话的时候，对你的孩子是一个极大的伤害。
If we are not used to Bible study, and we are not used to praying, and if we fight a lot in home and gossip a lot, that will be a very bad example for your children.
你有空就来教会，你有点小事情，孩子说今天怎么不去教会了？因为我们要去 shopping。你这样子无所适从，让孩子对你的信仰他起了一个疑惑。
If you are really not consistent, you tell your child, today I'm going to shopping, therefore I cannot go to the church. Your child will be very confused about your faith.
当你有错的时候，你不肯，你不愿意跟你的孩子认错，那么孩子所学习到的是什么呢？
If, when you make a mistake, you don't want to apologize,What do you expect your children to learn from you?
所以求神恩待我们。
So, well, we need to ask for God's mercy.
我自己知道我仍然有许多改进的空间。
I know there are a lot of things I need to improve on myself.
但是靠着神的恩典，我希望刚刚所分享的一些实际的生活例子，能够给我们其他年轻的父母们，给你们工作参考。
But with God's mercy and the blessing, I hope what I shared can be an encouragement for every one of us.
我们只要信靠神，神就抬举我们。
Let's rely on our God.
当我们的孩子看到我们愿意信靠神的时候，他们心里面就得到极大的安慰。
When our children see that we are following God, they will feel more confident about themselves and about you.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你自己成为我们所有做父母的榜样。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because you set a good example for all the parents.
我们向你承认，我们常常有时候也得罪了，不但得罪你，也得罪我们的孩子。
We confess to you that many times we sin against you and against our children as well.
可是在你那里永远没有太晚的事情。
But for you, there's nothing that is too late.
也没有什么不可以挽回的错误。
There's nothing that cannot be made up.
我们继续把我们家庭的关系仰望在天父的手中。
Now, let's, well, we...Hand our family to your hands.
求主来教导我们怎么样来做一个合你心意的父母。
God, please teach us so that we know how to be good parents in your eyes.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.